Do you find yourself super reactive in life? That reactivity is not gentleness. Is it in the way that you talk with others on Facebook or social media or somewhere else? Do you find yourself often starting, even if not on purpose, disagreements or quarrels? I snuck that word in there again. Are you aggressive in the ways that you hold people to certain standards? Remember, Paul said in Galatians to restore a brother or sister gently, but do you like to come at someone? You're living in sin or something. Aggressive. Do you pressure people with guilt to do things? Are you forceful in the way that you push your faith on others? There's a lot in that list. And so if you would be so bold to share with your group one of those areas where you find yourself lacking gentleness. Where have you seen God's gentleness among us? Where are you lacking gentleness? And then would you just pray for each other? Again, James tells us, if you lack wisdom, pray. If we lack the wisdom from above that is gentle, let's pray. And so would you pray for each other specifically for this wisdom? All right? Let's begin to kind of break into our groups. If you need some direction as to where your group is, follow that. We'll gather together shortly. if you haven't started praying for each other yet, would you go ahead and begin to do that? Thanks. Life together, and so both Dan and Katie have announcements for us. So, Dan, if you want to get us started.
Hi, how are you? I don't know how many of you know this, but our district, the NorCal district that our church belongs to, is in response. The aftermath of the Paradise Fire, or called the Campfire, but up where it devastated Concow and Paradise. They are doing some disaster preparedness training in how the church works with disaster response. 2 weeks ago, there were four of us that went to a training over in Hayward. They had the Red Cross, and it was just a very kind of bare bones, kind of wet your palate. And in a couple of weeks, there's going to be another training in Palo Alto. They're going to have the American Red Cross there, Heart to Heart International, Hands of Hope Northwest, the Sacramento Compassionate Ministry Center, and Nazarene Compassionate Ministries. And what our district's trying to do is, it's kind of a new initiative, if you will, on the district. We're trying to see if there's interest getting people prepared to respond in disasters. This training will focus on ways a church can support disaster preparedness, response, and rehabilitation in their communities. So I have a flyer on it. If it piqued your interest, please come and speak to me after the service. I'd be glad to talk to you about it. But this also opens up a lot of other things. This is talking on how the church can respond, but there's additional training outside of this, if you're interested in, I can connect you, on how to prepare your own household if there's a disaster. How to assist in your neighborhood if there's a disaster, because the Red Cross won't, and centers won't open up for 72 hours to a week. So it could take time. So what's going to happen in your neighborhood if you want to know how to help and assist, those kinds of things. And then also if you want to be a part of the Red Cross and their support or a church and how we might respond. So if you're interested, I have a flyer on it. I'm going. So if you want to carpool with me or you'd rather drive by yourself, that's okay. So it's Saturday, March 16th. It's from 9 to 4, and food is provided.
Good morning. So right now, it looks a little plain up front because we're in the season of ordinary time. But starting on Wednesday, we're going to enter into the season of Lent. Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. And part of our story that we've talked about today is how Christ emptied himself of all but love. We sang that line earlier. How he came to earth, willingly gave up his heavenly status and came to us here on earth. And so one of the things that we historically have done as Christians throughout the season of Lent is to give up something ourselves and partake in Christ's suffering and remember what he gave up for us. And so there's a couple ways for us to think about doing this. And so we're talking about it now so that when the colors on the cross are different next Sunday, that you know what's going on. And also to give you a chance to think about how it might be good for you to participate in Lent if that's right for you. So a couple ways, way number one is to give up something that's more of a vice, right? Like to use this time as a season to prepare yourself to be more holy in this season. And so maybe you're like, I'm going to delete Facebook. I don't know what it is for you. Maybe you're like, I'm going to not eat sugar. Sometimes people do something like that. They give up something that they think might be interfering with their walk with God. Another way is to give up something good. And this is interesting because it's something that you want and it's good for you, but then on Resurrection Sunday, you have a deeper celebration, right? You're kind of reunited with that thing that you've been longing for, and it adds to your celebration of what it means to live new, right? To have new life in Christ. And so just think about if that's a thing that you want to do. When we are in the season of Lent, it's a time for us to prepare for Resurrection Sunday. So one of the things we can think about is our sins and what that cost God and what he is restoring us to, how he's working to bring all things back to Eden. So quickly before I'm finished, a couple things. There will be colors on the cross this season and they have meaning. So burlap fabric, like rough itchy stuff, reminds us of like mourning and sackcloth and ashes. It's a posture of repentance. Black will be apparent on Ash Wednesday and on Good Friday, and it reminds us of death, because the wages of sin are death. And then all throughout the season of Lent, we're going to be having purple up on the cross. And purple reminds us that Jesus, our heavenly King, suffered for us, right? We think about when he is being beaten by the Roman guards on the last night of his life. They put on a purple robe. And we remember that that color comes and reminds us of his suffering. So think about if there is something that you should do to participate in Lent this year. Talk about it in your small groups, in your neighborhoods, and see how you can use this season to draw yourself closer to God.
Worship. And so if our ushers would come, Jesus, would you receive these gifts? Would you use this act of giving to transform us, to give us a deeper trust in you? And would you use these gifts to just continue to bring life to our neighbors? Maybe to people in our church, maybe to others, but whoever would receive them. Lord, help us to hold loosely to them and to use them for your kingdom. We praise you and love you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As the baskets are passing, if you would stand, because we'll sing together our benediction song, They'll Know We Are Christians by our love.
We are one. Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will walk.
In his love and walk in his gentle embrace, grace, and peace, friends. Amen.